right at the beginning of chapter 3, and it speaks about...
When it speaks about the last days, is it referring to like a temporal time period? Like, is it like the last days as in like, you know, next 50 years? Or is it more referring to the time we are in, the age, the season that we are in? Just to clarify for us younger ones, what's it referring to in that manner?
I think a very similar thought is given if we think of what the Lord said about the days of Noah, the flood, as it was in the days of Noah. What was true then? What kind of earth was it? And I think this is the idea here, that in the days, the last days, before our Lord comes back, we're waiting for Him. We're listening for a call. We're not necessarily looking for signs. We're listening for a voice. But He does graciously tell us. And I hope that you're able in your mind to transfer these people from this chapter 3 over to the great house that we had yesterday, because they're in it. You say, well, Chuck, I'd like to have a verse. That's good. You should ask me for a verse. These people have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They have a form, a pattern, but it's a shell. But they're not Muslims. They're not Hindu. They're not others. They are going, they carry Bibles. They're going under the guise of Christianity. But they have dropped, they have fallen away from all that Christianity was as it began. Redemption, redemption by blood. These people wouldn't tell you that's needed. That I need to be careful how I live. Why, the motto in the first part of this is, you have to look out for number one. This is the world that we're living in. And it has come into that which professes allegiance to Christ. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. My goodness, I wouldn't have expected this next one to be there. This looks like a minor infraction to me. You mean just because I am disobedient to my parents? Is anybody here today that this is a characteristic of your life? Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Disobedient to parents. Look at the next one. Unthankful. My, how much. My wife and I remind each other many days a week how much we have to thank the Lord for. Here are those that don't thank Him for anything, and their hands are out. They want more and more and more. No thought of the giver, you see. Unthankful. Here's another one. Unholy. Here's another one. Anybody that's in this part of the world has heard of Chick-fil-A, the stand that Dan Cathy took, the president and the owner. And he said, I stand for marriage as being seen as it is in the living Word of God, and I make no apologies for it. He took a stand. Many others, my wife read to me an article yesterday of major corporations, multi-million dollar corporations, and the chairman of the board and the owners of these companies have taken a stand that they belong to God in this world that we're living in, you see. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Are you seeing that all around you today? This is the day in which we're living.
I find it interesting and also challenging when considering this list that the list begins with lovers of their own selves, and then it lists out, as Chuck has been going through, various characteristics that exist, and it ends with lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. I find that challenging, just to pause and to consider. It's like putting a parenthesis, and it's the brackets, really, of the whole description that is put there. I start with lovers of their own selves, and I end up with lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And I think in some ways it summarizes the whole characteristic of the all of these issues that are listed out here. Think of this, more than lovers of God. And think of all that we've had before us this week. We've had the emphasis of having a form of sound words, the Word of God. If my time is such that I'm a lover of my own self. Now, we probably all don't want to really admit that too readily. But if I really look in the mirror, and I'm really honest with myself, and then I consider, okay, now how am I spending my time? How much time do I spend playing video games? You ever thought about it? I've played a video game. And then you look back and say, oh my, look at all the time. Where did it all go? And then think of many, many, many things that are in our lives, and where did all that time go? Because I'm a lover of myself, and I'm seeking pleasure, entertainment. Entertainment. We're in an entertainment age. And we're looking to satisfy that lust of our flesh in entertainment and satisfying it, because I love that part. It gives me a temporary joy and happiness. And all of a sudden I find myself in the light of Scripture here that there's a love of this pleasure and entertainment because I'm satisfying myself more than lovers of God. And all of a sudden this has taken over and is the priority in my life. And what is set aside? My relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing changes it for eternity if I have truly confessed Him as my Savior. That cannot be taken away. But my communion, the things that we've been speaking about this week, to live out in the power of a relationship where the Spirit of God has liberty in my life to work out, and that I can be separated from all the things of this world and the things that would defile me, and to live a Christian life with a clear conscience before God and men. It's challenging. And I want to say to you, young people, I realize this list in some ways is very negative. But it's a really healthy thing to do on your own time. To take this list, and in the quietness of your own room, is to stop and read it very, very, very slowly and consider. And consider each item. And weigh them. Define them. Look them up in a dictionary. What's this word mean? I know this word. It's in English. I understand it. But what does the dictionary have to say? And then apply it. Let the Word of God find that entrance into my heart. And how does this apply to me in my life today? And then there can be fruit, as we see, where God, by the Spirit of God, would enlighten us to realize where this is in my life and how to put it away.